In case you missed it, the front page of the LA Times yesterday had an article about what happens at UC when you up admissions and enrollment under pressure from the legislature and governor without having adequate dorms or other residences for students. The article mostly provided examples of students having housing problems. It appears that the problem varies from campus to campus. However, the pressure on affordable student housing will only grow, given the promised future enrollment targets. As most of the 9 University of California undergraduate campuses start fall quarter this month, the state's continuing college housing shortage has thrown thousands of students into crisis as need greatly outpaces supply. About 9,400 students system-wide were denied university housing this fall because of shortages, and some campuses are back to squeezing 3 students in a dorm room as a stopgap. UC Berkeley set aside only 102 single rooms this year, compared with 453 last year, and has ended up with nearly 400 more dorm beds this fall. The campus turned away about 5,500 housing applicants last year. But supply still fell short and 1,100 students were not offered beds as of earlier this month. UCLA, Davis, San Diego, Merced, and Santa Barbara have been able to accommodate all housing requests submitted in time for this fall. UC San Diego, for instance, added 700 undergraduate beds this year by tripling up some rooms and will reinstate its 2-year campus housing guarantee for incoming undergraduate students in fall 2023. But some campuses were caught off guard by surging demand. UC Riverside, for instance, has added 2,300 new beds since fall 2020 but still had to turn away 3,500 students this fall because the housing demand doubled.